number of yellow cards. I haven't put them in any particular order, so let me just start in the way they are sitting on my counter. Nanette Mendoza. And if you would come up to...
I am right here.
You're up here. Come up to the microphone, introduce yourself, and then make your...
Good morning. I am Nanette Mendoza. I am on the CICERA AFSCME 2700 negotiations team, and I am a 27-year CICERA employee, accounting division. And I just wanted to give you a little historical, economic history. The CICERA members, we were part of Contra Costa County through the end of December 2014 and became independent with the legislation for CICERA as a special district. And I just wanted to go over with you the economic impact that we have had since 2008. And this would be all of the employees in the county, but also CICERA. We have not had a cost of living increase from 2008 through 2014. We have had a 15.05 increase in cost of living for that same period of time. And effective January 1st, 2010, the county froze their subsidy for the health care plans, leaving all future increases of 100% to be borne by the employee. With this implementation and the rising health care premiums, the employee cost of the total premium increase from 2008 to 2015 has been as high as 1,399%, that is for CCHPA, and 466% for HealthNet Plan A. And there have been several annual bonuses negotiated to help compensate for some of this impact. However, because they are not pre-tax, as in healthcare deductions are, they have been highly taxed, giving us less dispensable income. In January 2011, we suffered the loss of the employer subvention of 50% of the employee basic rate of our retirement contribution. Again, in 2011, we were further impacted by a 2.75 pay cut. July 1, 2014, the employee retirement contribution rates were increased for the employee at an average of 1.27%. Now, January 1st, when CICERA became an independent special district, we thank you so very much. You immediately reinstated our 2.75 wage reduction. So we are very grateful for that. We did receive wage increases in July 2014 of 4%, July 2015 of 3%. And basically, these wage increases have restored our loss of the employer subvention, the increase of the retirement in July of 2014, and about 1 year of cost of living. So we hope that you will consider this data in our negotiations. We're currently negotiating with you all for our healthcare reopener. And we hope that you will consider this data very carefully, and we appreciate your consideration of that. Thank you very much. And I also have handouts for the board if you wanted to reference any of these things with the CPI attached. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Jessica Barley.
Okay. Hi, my name is Jessica Irby, and I am also on the Ask Me, or the CICERA Ask Me 2700 negotiation team, so it's nice to meet all of you that I haven't met before. Some of you, we had the pleasure of meeting at our picnic, so thank you for those of you that turned out to that. So I've been working for CICERA since July of 2013, and I am a retirement counselor. So a little bit about me. I just finished my last class in my MPA program this weekend, and in one of the first moments of free time that I have had in what feels like an eternity, I had the pleasure of watching a movie. It was a Robert Downey Jr. movie called The Judge. Maybe some of you have seen it already, I don't know. His character said something that really stuck with me. He said, "Did you know that 90% of the country believes in ghosts, less than a third in evolution? 35% can correctly identify Homer Simpson's fictional town in which he resides. Less than 1% knows the name of Thurgood Marshall. But when you put 12 Americans together in a jury and you ask for justice, something just south of brilliance happens. Often as not, they get it right." I think this is apropos because the same principle applies to a board. You all bring different experiences and strengths to the table. Many of you have extensive legal and financial backgrounds. Some of you have sat on this board for many years, and some of you have many years of experience and service with the county and other agencies prior to that. The beauty of a collective group of people collaborating toward a common purpose is that the plurality of perspectives can be weighed, and different values and visions can be evaluated. Perhaps this is why I am hopeful today as we come before you to address our concerns. However, despite the assurances and agreements that were made in good faith at the bargaining table, the offer that we are told is the maximum allowance you would give our employees will leave a third of our membership in a worse position than they would be in had we stayed with the county. Under the current proposal, all of these members will be forced to choose a plan in which the monthly premium is higher than their current plan. Many of our employees already have to cope with the reality that they will not be able to retain their doctors and dentists, some of which have been their providers for decades. I don't believe that the board would willingly exacerbate this hardship, by further limiting their access to plans. It is our hope that you would reconsider your position, because as day-to-day stakeholders in CICERA, we need to get this right, as much for our membership as for the organization. Thurgood Marshall, as you may know, was the first African-American justice appointed to the Supreme Court. He is remembered for saying, "In recognizing the humanity of our fellow beings, we pay ourselves the highest tribute." We ask only that you afford our membership that serves under you the same recognition. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you.
Charisse Jimenez.
Hi, I'm Charisse Jimenez. You guys see my face here often. I don't have anything pre-prepared. I'm not on the negotiations team, so I hear the updates periodically from the great people that have taken the time out to negotiate for us. And I just wanted to share the disappointment that our represented employees have felt here, especially over the course of the past 2 weeks. We were promised that we would have at least the same benefits that we had as county employees, and that the separation would be a great thing for us. And I understand that it was the unknown, so promises couldn't be made. It's all new territory for all of us. But I feel like being told that a Me Too clause was flat out rejected for our represented employees, meaning if our unrepresented received a better deal with their health care, that we as represented employees would get it too. Regardless, I understand that we're not able to choose the health plans. We will no longer have our CCHP, which a lot of us are going to be disappointed to lose. But I feel like I wish the board would reconsider not only helping us out a little bit more at the premium, because we all will have a higher financial burden when it comes to paying our premiums and paying our co-pays, but also considering having a Me Too clause, because we all feel like this organization is a unit. We're in it together, whether it's unrepresented or not, and we don't want a clear division, and we don't want it to be further animosity between represented and non-represented employees here. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Justine Rossini.
Hi, I'm Justine Rossini. I'm a Cicero employee, and I'm also on the negotiating team. When the process began for Cicero to become independent, it was based on the board's desire for Cicero staff to remain whole regarding salary, health care, and benefits. Now that we are independent, we are being offered a substandard dental plan with Mutual of Omaha, who the majority of Local 2700 members' dentists do not accept, nor have they ever heard of. In doing research, the majority of the dental offices that accept Mutual of Omaha are affiliated with Western Dental, who none of our members use. Delta Dental is the plan we currently have and is an option that is available to us. After all the letters that were written to the county and the subsequent lawsuit against the county, I can only say we have been very disappointed with how all of our negotiations have been, and respectfully ask the board to reevaluate not only their proposals, but all of the proposals Local 2700 has submitted related to health care. Thank you.
Thank you. Leilani Green.
Hi, my name is Leilani Green. I have been with Contra Costa County for just over 15 years, transferring to Cicero as a retirement counselor last November. I am here to discuss the current health care negotiations. This is a close and personal issue for me, and I do apologize ahead of time if I'm not able to get through this without emotion. I am extremely disappointed in the health care choices, and particularly the premium proposal from Cicero that they have recently given us. I have been with CCHP for 15 years, 9 of those years as a breast cancer survivor. Losing my CCHP coverage and doctors is extremely personable to me, traumatic, and it is causing me unexpected emotional stress that I just didn't plan on at this point. When we first became our own district, I tried my best to get information in regards to the benefits, as I did have a short window of being able to transfer back to health services. The answers were not available. I have had the same doctor's care for me for the last 9 years. I have an enormous amount of trust in them, and I have close personal bonds and relationships with each of them. As a cancer survivor, trust in your doctors is half of the battle. Changing doctors and health plans has been so stressful for me to think about that, as crazy as it sounds, I have cried almost every night since the last board meeting. Because the Cicero's promise to us was to offer us a benefits package that is at least as good as Contra Costa County, the proposal that they have given us monetarily, at the very least, is disappointing. The keeping of the promise, in my opinion, just is not there. I have ran the numbers, and there is no plan that is comparable in price in regards to premiums. This does not include the cost of copays. As a CCHPA member, I currently have no copays, and I am potentially looking at an approximate $200 increase per month in premiums and copays for my health care. With Cicero's current proposal, I am in the position of having to leave my doctors, choose a plan that I can't afford, knowing nothing about them, making me uneasy about my future medical needs. I urge the board to consider our proposal, and I urge you to consider doing what is right for our employees. I thank you for your time, and I thank you for listening.
Thank you. Liz Walker.
Good morning. I'm Liz Walker, and I have been with Cicero about 15 years, actually over 15 years, and I am on the negotiating team. I just wanted to say I'm sure this board is aware, and especially since the speeches you just heard, you're aware that the union, this board, and also the county supported the legislation to make us separate. And I was also on the negotiating team when we were with the county. The legislation was brought about because of the furlough days, because the county workers were asked to endure furlough days due to the county's budget. We did not do the furlough days, but we did take the wage cuts, the benefit cost increases due to the county's budget. And we have endured and suffered financially as well. I, as with other employees here, were under the impression that this board did not want its employees to take the furlough days, wage cuts, benefit cost increases, but with the recent proposal for health care from you, our employees will be taking yet another benefit cost increase, which essentially is a wage reduction since our take-home pay is less and thus causing continual financial suffering. I would like to ask respectfully that this board consider our team's proposal and bargain in good faith. We do appreciate the 2.75 wage increase we received earlier this year and would like to think that this board values its employees and does not want to see its employees go through further unnecessary financial hardship. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Kelly Ingersoll.
Good morning. My name is Kelly Ingersoll. I've been employed by the county for 24 years. 18 of those years have been with CICERA. As of January 1st, as you know, you are now my employer. You now have a new role you should be made aware of and what makes this office tick. Not just how much money is in our funds, or should you keep one money manager over another. Those things are very important, but you now have a new role. I don't believe you have either been given any information or the correct information regarding this office or the current negotiations between CICERA and the represented employees. The health plan offered to the represented employees was CalPERS. CCHP will no longer be offered. The amount that CICERA offered to pay towards the premium is unacceptable. The dental plan offered is Mutual of Omaha. My dental office I have had my entire life did not take Mutual of Omaha. It does take it, however, if I want to pay more for out of plan. Honestly, not much negotiating has been going on. It's more of the take it or leave it, and this is unacceptable. I say it is unacceptable because I, along with the staff at CICERA, are of value and should be treated with value. We are not replaceable. I care about the staff here, and so should you. The staff here, and so you cannot replace one person in this office with anyone off the street. And the last I checked, they don't have college degrees for retirement. Our jobs take years of training, and we possess irreplaceable knowledge. Whether you answer the phone, council members, file, scan, send out agendas, or work with money managers, CICERA should value each employee equally. Every person represented and unrepresented equally. CICERA should run like a machine, one whole oiled machine. I'm letting you know this is currently not how this machine is being run. The current negotiations are just the most recent example of the lack of value and the increasing divide between represented and unrepresented that CICERA is creating. Staff of all levels are leaving CICERA at an alarming rate. I personally know staff who are actively interviewing for other employment. This should concern you. Maybe a board member should be on an exit interview. Just shed some more light on this very real situation. I had the pleasure of working for Pat Wieger, the retirement administrator, when I first started working here. That's before they changed the title to CEO. I can only hope that Cicera can return to those days where I had no doubt I had value and mattered. Pat's vision of separating from the county was just the vision then. But I know she would not treat her staff like we are being treated if we had separated during her reign as retirement administrator. She wanted more for us, a living wage, affordable health care, a dental, a pleasant working environment, flexibility. And she was not afraid to tell the board that we mattered and made a difference. Thank you.
Question, why do you think the board's not giving accurate information? Why do you say that?
Because there's so much that goes on in this office, you have no clue.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Lori Baron Giacomini? I apologize for my mispronunciation.
Hi. So first of all, my name is Lori Baron Giacomelli. I've been an employee in this office for the past 26 years as a retirement counselor. My first couple of drafts were nixed by the negotiation team. However, I do want to say that I support every single comment that Kelly Ingersoll just made. So mine's going to be short and sweet. My plan was always to retire at the age of 52 or 55. But with the changes that are happening in this office, my plan had changed to retire early at the age of 50 in just 8 months. But now with what's being offered, I may have to rethink that yet again. I have always had Health Net and Delta Dental. With what is being offered to staff in regards to health care and dental care, not only will I be paying an additional $150 per month for my health care, but my monthly prescriptions will be going up possibly to $100 each. So those are the maintenance prescriptions that I take. In addition to this, once I reach Medicare age, which is a ways off, I can no longer have Health Net as it is not an option. Regarding the dental care we are being offered, Mutual of Omaha, Western Dental, my family can no longer see our current dentist, who we've all seen for 15 plus years. And now we are basically being forced to use a chain dental company that I am not comfortable with. I believe staff has always been told by management that we would stay the same as the county or we would get better. However, that is not what is being presented. I remember when the idea of separating from the county first started under the direction of the administrators at that time. Both Pat Wiegert and Chuck Barron had a vision that Cicera could be a better place to work with better benefits and more options for employees than the county could offer. I feel like that vision has slowly eroded to this offer that we have now, which leaves many of our members in worse conditions than the county plan. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. That represents all of our individuals who left a card. Is there anyone else who would like to make public comment before we go into closed session? With that, let's go into closed session.